Thorne wore a gray coat over an unwrinkled collared white shirt and black corset vest. His dark hair, tumbling to his shoulders, and wet with dewdrops from the morning's misty rain, was a stark contrast against his pale skin. Ash had heard that Professor Thorne graduated from the college at the obscenely young age of 18 before he'd returned to Lancaster 1 year later as the youngest professor in the college's history, despite the Thorne heir's past. How could Lancaster even trust Thorne enough to hire him? His brows were raised, eyes hooded with apparent boredom, as he looked Ash up and down and back up again. Ash froze. Even if he tried to speak, he wasn't sure a sound would come out.
"I asked you a question."
Thorne walked further into his office and shrugged off his coat.
"What?"
he said again, dropping the coat onto the back of a chair.
"Are you doing?"
Ash swallowed audibly. "Nothing. I wasn't doing anything." He clutched his creation in his hand, hidden behind his back. If Thorne saw it, saw with his own eyes that Ash had practiced alchemy, he would undoubtedly have Ash fired, possibly even arrested. But he'd clearly been doing something. The man looked away from Ash and to his desk, with its messy stacks of papers and books.
"Were you practicing alchemy?"
he said, voice low, some amusement coloring his tone. It wasn't a particularly kind amusement. But alchemists tended to have senses that helped them feel when magic was in the air, and the higher the tier, the sharper the sense. Ash was more visual. He would see flashes of color and light in the after effects of alchemy. Others who were more auditory reported hearing the tendrils of sounds, like instruments, and some described different tastes and smells. Ash wasn't sure what the professor had seen or heard or smelled or tasted when he walked into his office, but it was clear enough that he'd already known the answer to his own question.